Peyton Koester said he thought you were in the best shape he's seen you. Is that true?
Well, I've had a good offseason, I feel like. Had good work with Luke in the training room, and had a good month of work during this time we were off. So glad to be back into it. Glad that training camp's here, and yeah, that means football season's getting closer.
Does it feel different out here without the fans being out here?
It definitely does. I really miss the fans today, and I know that we're going to miss them all training camp. Obviously, a unavoidable situation with the construction and the logistics of it. Certainly, the facility is going to be first class. I think it's much needed, so it had to be done. But the disappointment is that the fans couldn't come to training camp. I like having the fans out here during practice, especially when you get into that third or fourth padded practice, when it's kind of the dog days of training camp is going on. Those fans lift you up, and I've really enjoyed the fan interaction in the two training camps that I've had here. One-on-one, you hear the fans getting into it. It feels like a game, and so, like I said, an unavoidable situation, but I hope the fans know how much they're missed, you know, by me. And I try to grease a couple of these construction guys, get them to speed this process up so we can get the fans out here maybe for a couple of days of training camp. But it was noticeably different today. And I think the challenge will be on the players to kind of find that little extra motivation internally, because it's not going to come from somebody, cheering you on over there on the grass, like in years past. You know, the players got to kind of do it themselves.
But you talk all the time about this offense just getting better. What is the next step in 2014 for this offense?
Well, we have some new players, have some players playing new positions, and so this particular unit needs to get better. Different things that Coach Gase and our position coaches want us to work on, and we have different goals we want to try to achieve every day and every week. But certainly you're looking for continuity, chemistry with the new players, with Emmanuel. Obviously Monte taking a large role this year. Orlando's in a different spot, got good competition there at on the offensive line at right tackle. So every year, I know we talked about it before, you kind of have to establish that particular team's identity, and we are in the process of doing that right now. But guys have worked hard. That certainly has been evident. Just want to keep trying to improve and get everybody on the same page.
Hey, how would you describe more like turning the page when you start now, or do you still consider some things like unfinished business from last year?
No, it's a new season. There's players on this team that weren't on last year's team, and so I think every player has to look at it that way. That's how I do. It's a 2014 season, and just because you did certain things last year means nothing as far as this upcoming season. I've always thought the NFL does not owe you anything. Nothing is given to you. You have to go out there and earn it. And we had a productive training camp last year, and it paid off for us with some good on-the-field play during the regular season and in the postseason. And that's what we have to have again this year. You don't just turn it on come September. And you have to make strides and make progress during training camp, and hopefully we can get that done this camp.
And how would you describe the hungry defense that is Terrence Knight? You watch him out there. How would you describe his play?
I guess I'm probably the wrong guy to ask on that. I'm not studying Terrence, quite that often during practice. I'm studying myself, studying my receivers. Obviously, you're looking at the secondary. A decent amount linebackers, but we're glad to have Terrence as one of our defensive leaders. He played great for us last year. He's got a great attitude. He's a guy that the players feed off his enthusiasm, his love for football, and certainly he's got a massive presence in there. And one of the greatest nicknames of all time, I think, is Pot Roast. So I'm glad he's on our team, and we're looking for him to have a big year for us again this year.
Can you talk about your relationship with the ball and what it's going to be like not having him around?
Well, yeah, yesterday was a sad announcement for anybody that's affiliated with the Denver Broncos. And the fact that Mr. Bowen is not going to be in that same role out here at practice in the building every single day is it is sad. It's but I feel very honored to be the quarterback for Mr. Bowen's team, for his franchise. And I knew Mr. Bowen before I got to Denver in various crossings throughout my NFL career. I always enjoyed the time that I spent with him. And I still remember when I first signed with Denver, I had a meeting with him, and he said, let me know if I can ever do anything for you. And he has done plenty for me as far as providing the support to me, being the quarterback here, and certainly has done plenty for this team in just the 2 years I've been here. Look at the construction going on. Look at the players that we've signed. That shows his commitment to helping the Broncos be a winner, and like Joe Ellis said, doing things the right way. So I know it was difficult for his family yesterday, and he is in my thoughts and prayers as well as our team's thoughts and prayers, and he will be in our thoughts every single day, I believe.
Without Moreno, without Decker, what kind of changes are you seeing already on the field?
Well, every year you're going to have new players, and you know, as I've said, that's probably the worst thing about football is when you lose great players from the previous year. Also great guys, good locker room guys. You know, I sent a text to a lot of those guys the past couple of days wishing them luck in their season. You know, it's just you certainly miss guys like Eric and Noshon, guys that you played in a lot of big games with, guys that you put a lot of sweat and work in with over here at this facility in this weight room. So, but it's an opportunity for other guys to step up. And I mentioned Monte, he's got a tremendous opportunity. I thought he's really seized that opportunity so far. I think he's got a different look and attitude about him. And then, you know, Emmanuel being here, he's worked hard. Bubba Caldwell will have a more significant role this season. So it's a great opportunity for those guys, and I'm looking forward to working with those guys this year.
Speaking of wide receivers, isn't Julius Thomas more of a wide receiver than a tight end?
I don't think so. Does that answer it? Or, I consider you know, Julius you know, to be a tight end. He is an extremely versatile, you know, athlete. I mean, he can run routes and make catches that wide receivers can, and that just speaks to his versatility. And we try to do as many things with him as possible. You know, we put him in the backfield, you know, so I don't think you're going to call him a running back. So I don't know what you're, if this is the franchise tag angle or whatnot, so I don't want to kill your story. But I'm all for it. I feel like that's probably been settled with the Saints issue. But, hey, Julius is an important part of this team. I know it. You know, the Broncos know it. And I look for him to have another big season this year. He's worked hard. I think he's in great shape. And there's some things that he's wanted to work on. I know he had spent some time with Tony Gonzalez, I believe, this spring, and you know, got a little knowledge from him. So I like guys that are constantly trying to learn and get better. And Julius has got a long career ahead of him, and I'm looking forward to playing with him again this year.
T.J. Ward said that it doesn't matter to him that the fans aren't here because they only cheer for the offense.
I don't know if that's true. I feel like past 2 years here, I feel like we've had some offensive fans, but some defensive fans too. And I've always thought that was kind of part of it, just kind of that competition and feeding off of that. So it is, it will be different. It was noticeably different today. And like I said, I just want them to know that that we missed them this year, and missed them today, and we'll miss them all the training camp. Hopefully the practices that we have at the stadium will be well attended, and we can get that energy at those practices. So, but it will be different. I just have one question. What, for you guys, what does it take to get, I mean, a lot of you guys have been here for a number of years, and I see y'all kind of stand over here and have to get quarantined and roped off. But yet I see a certain media member that has all access out there on the field, and I noticed he had a very tight shirt on today. Is that why he gets the all access, you know, Cliss? I mean, I don't want to see you in a tight shirt, but that might be what it takes to get out there.
My goal is to be Jay Glazer or something.
Well, I mean, I didn't mention that name, but maybe that's who I was talking about. But, I mean, all access gets to ride with the head coach. So I think it's the tight shirt. I think it's the tight shirt. That was a boy's slaw today that he had on. So maybe think about that if you want more access. Until then, I guess y'all are all going to be over here in your little quarantine. And then the last thing. No, well, hey, that's – hey, I had nothing to do with the all access there. Like I said, I think it's the boys' medium that he's wearing with the small. And the last thing, I know y'all wanted to know why the you know, the ball security balls, right? Did we ask the what was the answer? Did he give the answer?
Same as the green.
Is it? Okay. All right. It's a different color because it's training camp. Does that make any sense?
So will it be green for the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, it won't be blue during the regular season, but training camp – it's what color? What are they in training camp?
Blue ball.
There it is. There it is. Right there. Okay.
All right.
You got it.